USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid called Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday to congratulate him on his election win. This marks Bibi's return to the Prime Minister's office less than 18 months after being ousted. Netanyahu's Conservative Party won a 64-seat majority in Tuesday's elections with 100% of the votes counted. Danny Ayalon on TRT World is the former Israeli deputy foreign minister.
Many parties on the left side did not pass the threshold. It was too fractured. The left was too fractured. The right was very organized. So Netanyahu knows that although he got a clear mandate, still it would be better for him to govern from the center.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, has been released from a San Francisco hospital after he was attacked at his home last week by a man illegally in our country. Paul Pelosi underwent surgery for a repair to his fractured skull and serious injuries to his right arm and hands. At the start of the year, Twitter had more than 7,500 employees. For some today, this will be their last day on the social media behemoth. The staff reductions were intended to place Twitter on a healthy path, according to the company's email to employees. How many will be cut from the payroll is unknown. The year Twitter went public, the platform had about 2,700 employees, and its revenue was roughly 13% of its level last year. The United Nations General Assembly voted overwhelmingly Thursday to condemn the United States embargo of Cuba for the 30th year. The vote in the 193-member General Assembly was 185 countries supporting condemning the United States. Israel opposed it. Brazil and Ukraine abstained. Daylight Savings Time ends this weekend. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The CDC has announced new guidelines for the handling of opioids in America. Tim Berg reports from Phoenix.
The CDC has released new guidelines on prescribing opioids, giving doctors more power to treat pain. Acting director of the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, Dr. Christopher Jones, says the decision is meant to empower doctors and patients to decide based on specifics of a case.
I've seen the profound impacts pain can have on someone's life. And I've also seen how that life can be transformed when a patient is able to access safe and effective care. That's why the release of the 2022 guideline is so important. It's intended to help improve communication between clinicians and patients and to support the patient-clinician relationship.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A New York City Democrat lawmaker crossed party lines Thursday to endorse Republican Lee Zeldin for governor over Democrat Kathy Hochul. New York City City Councilman Robert Holden on Fox News is a moderate from Glendale, Queens. He slammed Hochul over the crime crisis running rampant in the Empire State.
So I'm crossing party lines. I've been a Democrat for 50 years, and I voted a Democrat for very many years, but we're at a point we're losing this city and we're losing the state.
The Houston Astros lead the World Series 3-2 over the Phillies. Game 6 is Saturday evening at 8 Eastern. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.